I'm Drew Dawson with your midday GPB headlines. The state agency charged with making sure Georgia's families have the necessities for living will issue disaster benefits in southwest Georgia communities hit by Hurricane Michael. GPB's Grant Blankenship reports.
When Hurricane Michael took out freezers belonging to Second Harvest of South Georgia in Thomasville and Albany, it destroyed thousands of dollars in food. That slowed the food bank's response to the storm in a region where, in the best of times, a quarter of the population is hungry. Eliza McCall of Second Harvest says the loss complicates the task of feeding many newly hungry people.
Because they may have lost a home or they may be out of a job. What we're seeing is that families that were not food insecure now are.
McCall says she'd like the state to help them get back on their feet. In the meantime, Second Harvest is working with local partners to put together mobile pantries to get food to hurricane victims who lack transportation. For GPB News, I'm Grant Blankenship in Macon.
Moving through Atlanta's Hartsfield-Jackson Airport could be a much faster process for Delta Airlines international passengers beginning next week. The Atlanta-based airline tells USA Today that Terminal F has become the first biometric terminal in America. That means passengers can use facial recognition technology from curb to gate. A Delta spokesperson says it removes the need for customers checking a bag to present a passport up to four times prior to boarding. Using the facial recognition technology is an option for Delta's travelers, but so far reports indicate that less than 2% are opting out. Well, UPS is adding planes and automated package sorting operations to help deliver what's expected to be a record holiday shipping season. The Atlanta-based company says it's preparing to handle around 800 million packages between now and the end of the year. That's a 5% increase from last year. The company's added 9 new Boeing aircraft at its Louisville, Kentucky hub, where the ground package sorting facility is also being upgraded. UPS's new Atlanta sorting facility is up and running this year and is already the second largest automated ground shipping operation in the U.S., capable of processing around 100,000 packages per hour. A former MARTA administrator is awaiting sentencing after pleading guilty in a false invoice scheme involving more than $520,000 for maintenance projects that were never performed. 47-year-old Janetta L. Williams of Atlanta pleaded guilty to a single count of conspiratorial federal program theft. Her supervisor, Senior Operations Director Joseph J. Irvace, pleaded guilty to a similar charge earlier and is currently serving a 33-month prison sentence. And former Acting Attorney General Sally Yates says she has no interest in a bid for an elected office, either nationally or here in her home state of Georgia. She told a Bloomberg summit yesterday that she has never felt drawn to politics despite her many years of public service. Yates returned to Atlanta to practice law following her termination by President Donald Trump for refusing to defend his Muslim travel ban. And in sports, Atlanta United will face the New York Red Bulls in the second game of the Major League Soccer Eastern Conference Finals tonight. Because of Atlanta's 3-0 win in the first game, New York will have to score at least 3 times to keep up with United, since the winner is decided on aggregate goals. Speaking to Atlanta radio station 92.9 The Game, team president Darren Eales says Atlanta United players cannot become complacent, even with the sizable lead.
I think the important thing is we've got to keep that intensity. So what we can't afford to do is just go there and think, okay, we're going to sit back and ride it out. Because if we do that, then we're just not going to play our way, and then it causes problems.
If Atlanta can hold off the Red Bulls, the team will host the MLS Cup at Mercedes-Benz Stadium on December 8th. For more of today's news, visit our website, gpbnews.org, and follow us on Facebook and on Twitter, @GPBNews.